I want to study with you today, Mirtz Hashem. If anybody wants these pages, I have these photocopies here. I want to study with you a parsha at the end of Bishalach, and that is the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech. We have Purim coming around the bend, and the Torah says, Zachar, that you're commanded to remember HaMolech. There's many different situations in which the Jewish people have to go out to battle. For example, the Zion Amamim, the seven nations that occupied Palestine. But nevertheless, the Torah never commands us in the midst of Zohar, with the exception of Amalek. And Chazal tell us that Zohar is bepeh. You have to remember by reading a parsha in the Torah. What I'd like to study with you tonight is an episode that's recorded at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Beis with regard to what's called the Na'ar Amaleki. So we're talking about a young man who identifies himself as the son of an Amaleki. But we'll add one word in just a second to the word Amaleki. What happens here is that in this terrible, terrible, catastrophic battle between the Plishtim and the Israelites, Shaul, the king of Israel, is about to be taken by the Plishtim. And the king realizes that if the Plishtim, if they take him as captive, they're going to be what's called misolelpo. They'll just rip him apart to shreds. So what Shaul does is, and this is another shear, not for tonight, so don't ask me any questions, Shaul commits suicide. But he doesn't exactly commit suicide. He commits, shall we say, 90% suicide. He falls on his own sword. But he hasn't yet died. And he cries out to a Na'ar, a young man who's in that vicinity, to finish the job. And that Na'ar identifies himself as an Amaleki. And he finishes the job. He kills Shaul HaMelech. Now, if you take a look at the Psukim that I have here in the photocopy for you, if you're interested. Again, anyone who doesn't have the photocopy, don't get nervous. You'll follow even without the copy. But for those who like to see it inside, I thought we would photocopy. So we're looking at Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer David al Anar. So this Nar now comes running away from the battleground. He shows up in front of David HaMelech. David is not yet the king, but actually that itself is a sugya. It could be that as soon as Shaul is gone, then David becomes king. But in any event, Vayomer David al-Nar ha-magid lo. So this Nar is the one who tells him and testifies to the fact that Shaul is dead. Eze me'am ata, who are you? Vayomer, and he identifies himself as Ben Ish Ger Amaleki Anochi. I am the son of an Amaleki, but what kind of an Amaleki? A Ger. That means that my father, who was an Amaleki, converted and he became a Jew. And in the next pasuk, it says, Vayomer Elav David. Echlo yareso lishloach yodcha. How is it that you aren't inhibited, afraid to send your hand lishaches es Mashiach Hashem? Mashiach Hashem is the anointed king, the first king of Israel, Shaul. Vayomer David liachad me'ana'orim. Vayomer gash pegabo. Vayakei vayamos. David HaMelech has this nar ben Ish Ger Amaleki put to death, and he declares, "Vayomer lav David, Domcha al Roshecha, your blood is on your own head, ki ficha ana becha, your own confession has boomeranged against you, Lamer, because you confessed, Anochi Mosasi es Mashiach Hashem, because I killed Shaul." So again, just to summarize, but keep this open in front of you. There's this Na'ar Amaleki who finishes the job. He kills Shaul. Then he comes to David, and by his own admission, he had murdered Shaul. Shaul, by the way, had instructed him to finish the job, but that doesn't matter. And this Nar now is going to be put to death by David, ki picha ancha, which means your own confession has condemned you to death because you confessed that you killed Shaul the Mashiach Hashem. And David has him killed. What I want to do with you is read with you, which you don't have on your page, it'll be Torah Shebal Peh, the Mechilta. The Mechilta at the end of Parshas Bishalach says the following. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Nishba HaMokom B'Kisei HaKovod Shelo. The Almighty took an oath holding on to the throne of the King, of the Almighty. Kisei HaKovod. Im Yavo Echad Mikol HaUmos Lizgayer. If any member of any of the nations of the world comes for Gerus to convert, then Yikablu, we accept him. However, Ula Molek, La Molek, Ula Beso, anyone who comes from Amolek, a descendant of Amolek, Lo Yikablu, we will not accept him as a Ger. It doesn't matter how sincere he might be, he cannot be accepted as a convert. He's excluded because he comes from the nation of Amalek. And then the key word here is Shenemar. Yesterday we were speaking about taking out the word Shenemar at the end of the Gemara Ksubas, if you remember. But here the word Shenemar is crucial, because the word Shenemar in the Mechilta means I'm going to prove to you that we cannot accept and validate the conversion of an Amaleki. How do I prove it to you? Vayomer David el hanar hamagidlo eiz emize oto. Vayomer ben ish ger Amaleki anochi. He identifies himself as the son of an Amaleki. Says the Mechilta, Nizkar David, as soon as this young man identified himself as the son of an Amaleki, a ger, David reminded himself of Masha Nemar LeMoshe, which was told by Hashem to Moshe, Mi Beso Shel Amolek Lo Yikablu. We will not accept a ger from Amolek. No conversion from Amolek. And therefore, Vayomer Lo David, David says to him, Domcha Aroshecha, we're going to destroy you. Ki Picha Ancha Vecha, your own confession has condemned you to death. Ulekach nemar milchama l'Hashem ba'amolek midor l'dor. The battle against Amolek continues throughout all the generations. So my friends, if you followed so far the words of the Mechilta, see if you can answer the following quiz question. Why did David put this person to death?
Two reasons. He killed
Shaul. Is that what it says? Again, I'm going to read the Mechilta. I want you to hear the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, I'm going to prove to you that we can accept a ger from any nation with the exception of Amalek. How do I prove that to you? Shenemar, because David turns to this Nar. The Nar says that I'm the son of a ger Amaleki, and David has him put to death, ki pincha anabecha. Because by your own admission, you are what? An Amaleki. You're not a ger. Why aren't you a ger? Because David remembers the oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took to Moshe Rabbeinu that we will not accept gerim from Amalek. The gerus of Amalek is invalid. And I'll prove it to you because David put this Nar Amaleki to death, even though he claimed, and we have no reason to doubt his claim that his father was a ger, and David hadn't put him to death. Why did David have him put him to death? His father was a ger. What's the answer? According to Mechilta? Because we cannot accept and verify and validate this conversion. There's no conversion from Amalek. Is therefore, you are the son of Amaleki, you are an Amaleki. And the Mechilta quotes the pasuk Melchama Lashem Ba'Amalek Dar Dar. We are commanded to fight the battle against Amalek in every generation. And David puts to death this Ben ger, I'm oleki because the gerus is invalid. But now let's go back to the psukim. From both sides. What does it say in the Tanakh? The Tanakh says something totally different. And that's why, Nachi, you fell into my trap. What does the Tanakh say? Vayomer elav David. After this nar identifies himself, David addresses him, and he says to him, Eich lo yareso lishloach yodcha, how could you not be inhibited and take Shol, the Mashiach Hashem, and put him to death? And vayikra David liachar amnon vayomer pagash, gash pagabo, vayakeu vayamos, they put him to death. And vayomer elav David, Domchal Roshecha, you brought about your own condemnation. Kipicha ono vicha lemar. What did your mouth confess? Anochi mosasi es Mashiach Hashem. By your own confession, you murdered the Mashiach Hashem. You will be put to death for one reason, says the Tanakh. Why did David have this ger, Ben Ger Amaleki, put to death? Because he was a Rotseach, and the law of a Rotseach, of a murderer, is that a murderer has to be put to death. And the commentators on this Mechilta want to know, how do we reconcile this Mechilta with the Psukim in the Torah? And the Mechilta wants to derive from this parsha of David HaMelech that the Gerus of his father, the Nar's father, is an invalid Gerus, because we don't accept Gerim from Amalek. And David put this Nar to death to fulfill the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. That's why this Mechilta appears at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, where we're commanded to put the Amalekim to death. But the Torah, the Tanakh, testifies clearly, black and white, that this Nar was put to death by David as a Rotseach, because by his own confession he had killed Shaul. And not only that, the Mechilta is very difficult. When the Mechilta wants to prove its point, it says, Vayomer lo David, domcha al roshecha, ki picha anavecha lekach, because picha ancha lecha. What do you mean picha anavecha? Picha anavecha ki mosasa es Mashiach Hashem. Your admission, your confession, is that you're a murderer, and I'm going to put you to death as a murderer. Very difficult mechilta.
Why can't you say that when he said that by his own admission, he said that he was a son of an Amalek?
Yeah, but read the pasuk. The pasuk says the following. I'll read it to you if you don't have the copy. It says, Ki picha ancha b'cha lemar. Lemar. This is what your confession was. Anochi mosasi es Mashiach Hashem. If David HaMelech killed him because he was an Amaleki, why does he say that picha ancha b'cha ki mosasi es Mashiach Hashem? Forget about mosasi Mashiach Hashem. So he didn't kill Shaul HaMelech. I'm going to have you put to death because by your own confession you're an Amaleki. But the pasuk doesn't say that. It says lemar anochi mosasi es Mashiach Hashem. Again, this is not my kash. I could give you a list of long vidyish agolos of all the mafarshim who asked this kash. But we're going to try very hard to see if we can find a derech to reconcile the psukim and the story as it's told with the mechilta.
Were they going to rank killing every Amalek at that point? I mean,
okay, wait. We got to go slowly. I know you're asking a burning question, and it has to do with the Holocaust as well. But, you know, I just have to develop it step by step. Right now, what's on the table, if you could just focus all your attention, is how to read the episode as recorded in Tanakh with the Mechilta in mind. That's what we want to focus on. And here, we have to ask two basic questions. Question number one. Could David HaMelech actually have put this, we'll call him Nar, from now on I'll call him a Nar. Could he have put this Nar to death as a Rotseach? The Gemara says in three places in Shas, in Yevamos, in Makkos, in Sanhedrin, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, which means that a person is considered a relative to himself, a relative is disqualified from testimony, Karav Pasul Yedus, and therefore, a person who incriminates himself, his self-incrimination is worthless, completely thrown out of court. How could David HaMelech, without any testimony, put this Nar to death based on his own Hodas Piv? Kipicha ana b'cha. Self-incrimination is not acceptable in a Jewish court of law. And the story gets even more complicated. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches, Ha-horeg es ha-trefa potur. What does that mean? For those who don't know, the word trefa doesn't only mean an animal. The word trefa could refer to a human being as well. What's a trefa human being? A human being who's about to die. Again, I'm not going into issues. Will he die within 12 months? Will he die within 5 minutes? Leave all that out. But trust me, Shaul was a trefa. In fact, Shaul himself says to the Nar that I'm about to die. Please spare me and kill me immediately. This has to do with a lot of different issues in medical ethics from a Jewish perspective. But be that as it may, we're certainly talking about someone who killed a trefa. The Nar killed a trefa, and a Korigas a trefa potter. So we have two questions here. Number one, as a Rotzeach, how could David HaMelech have put the Nar to death? Number one, it was Hodas Piv, his own commission, his own confession, and Eidon of Mason Matzvarosh, a person's own confession is not acceptable. It's disqualified. And number two, how could he put this Nar to death when the Nar killed the Trefa, Ahorigas HaTrefa Pot? Who asks this question? The Rambam asks this question. Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. And he says the following. I will read it to you. It's not on your page. The Rambam says in Perek Hei Melechus Melachim, the long laws of kings, says the Rambam, why did David have this Nar killed? Horash Shahay. V'din Malchus. By the way, there's a commentary on Tanakh from one of the Rishonim, the Ralbag. I think in English they call him Gersonides. I don't know. That's if you study medieval history. In any event, the Ralbag writes that what the Rambam has in mind is that since Shaul was the first king of Israel, Adayin Hoysa Malchus Refuya Biyono, the people of Israel were not yet used to the king and his domain, his control. And therefore, David HaMelech used this extra legal clause in the law called Horash Shah, that sometimes you're allowed to do something and the courts of Israel are allowed to implement a punishment even though when it's not justified, it's not warranted according to the strict letter of the law. So the Rambam has a solution. And that solution will answer both our questions. Number one, Ain't other Mason Matzvah Rasha. Number two, Horigas Atrefa Potter. But this is a Rasha. The Rambam is saying that according to the strict letter of the law, David HaMelech was not justified in putting him to death. But David HaMelech had to invoke a super overriding law, a clause in Jewish law called Horasha, the need of the hour. This was crucial. And that's how the Rambam reads this parasha. Picha ancha b'cha, by your own admission, you killed the king of Israel, and with witnesses, without witnesses, we have your own confession, we will put you to death. That's how the Rambam learns this entire sukkah. But again, that's not going to help us for the Mechilta, because the Mechilta says that David had him killed because he was an Amaleki, and David was fulfilling the mitzvah, the mandate to kill Amalek. How do we reconcile that with the parsha? I'm going to suggest the following. That the Mechilta certainly agrees that David HaMelech had him killed as a rotzeach. However, the Mechilta had the two problems that we mentioned before. Ain't other base of Matzma Rasha or Rigas Atre for Potter. What was the Mechilta solution to those two problems? Not to invoke, as the Rambam did, the principle of Harasha, but rather to establish that this Amaleki, this Nar, was not a ger at all. Why wasn't he a ger? His father converted to Judaism. The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvuah, we don't accept gerim from Amalek. And therefore this Nar had the status of a guy, of a ben Noach. He was not Jewish. And the Mechilta says, that's why David Amel could have him killed. Because the halacha is, with regard to ben Noach, as the Rambam codifies in the Sanhedrin, that a ben Noach is put to death in a Jewish court of law based on Hodas Piv, on his own commission, you know, his own confession. Not only that, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Chaf Beis that if a guy kills a treifa, he's chayav misa. By the way, this has tremendous repercussions as far as abortion and so forth and so on. Because a horiges a ubar is potter, horiges a treifa potter, but in the case of a guy, a horiges a ubar chayav misa, a horiges a treifa chayav misa. So the Mechilta wants to prove that we cannot accept and validate the gerus of this nar. Because if we were to validate the gerus of the nar, then David HaMelech would have to treat him as a Ben Yisrael. And he could not have had this nar put to death because a Ben Yisrael cannot be killed based on his own confession, and certainly not when he kills a treifa. But the answer is that this person was not a Ben Yisrael. He didn't have the status of Yisrael. His father's gerus was invalid. Why was his father's gerus invalid? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvuah, the Kisei HaKavod, we don't accept gerim from Amalek. Why didn't the Rambam go in this direction? Because the Rambam paskins that we do accept gerim from Amalek. And the question is how to reconcile the Rambam with this Mechilta. But the Mechilta clearly, explicitly goes on record as saying we cannot validate the gerus of an Amaleki. Memela, the Nar who testified by his own confession that he was the son of a ger Amaleki, his gerus therefore is invalid. He has the status of a ben Noach, and a ben Noach is nerag al pi odas atzmo, based on his own confession, we put him to death. And not only that, if a ben Noach kills a treifa, then we put him to death. So as it turns out, we can understand the Mechilta if we integrate two different variables. Number one, David HaMelech had the nar killed as a rotzeach. But number two, what was the status of this Nar? Was he a Ben Yisrael by virtue of his father's gerus? Or was he a non-Jew because his father's gerus was invalid? Says the Mechilta, I'm going to prove to you from this entire episode that we don't accept gerim from Amalek. If we had accepted gerim from Amalek, because the Mechilta is completely ignoring the concept of Harasha in this context, David could not have put this Nar to death. If David put him to death, it's because he did not have the status of a Ben Yisrael. He had the status of a Ben Noach, who is killed based on Odas Atzmo by incriminating himself, and even if he kills a treifa. And why is the Gerus invalid? Because he was an Amaleki, and we don't accept the Gerus of an Amaleki. The Rambam doesn't have the luxury of interpreting the parsha in that way. He could not accept that David HaMelech had him killed as an Amaleki because he was a ger Amaleki. And the Rambam validates the gerus of an Amaleki. So then the Rambam is stuck with our questions. Why then was David justified to put him to death? And the Rambam invokes the principle of what? Of Harasha. Wow. It's all a puzzle that fits together. What time is it?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, let's see what we can fit in the next 5 minutes. Let's ask the following question. According to the Mechilta, that we cannot recognize, the halacha doesn't validate the geirus of an Amaleki. What status, therefore, according to the Mechilta, does this Nar have? He's a Benoah. He's not an Amaleki. I'm sorry. He's an Amaleki, and his geirus is not valid. Everybody with me? I'm sorry, I messed up in the last sentence. Just scratch that. Again, let's go back to the drawing board. According to the Mechilta, what is the status of this Nar? Everybody. He's an Amaleki. That's the sheet of the Mechilta, because the Geras is invalid. Why then did David HaMelech justify killing the Amaleki by saying that by your own confession, Ki picha anchabacha, eich lo yoreso lishlach yad, how could it be that you killed the king of Israel? So David HaMelech had him killed as a rotzeach. Why did David HaMelech have to kill him as a rotzeach? David HaMelech should have had him killed as what? As an Amaleki. Forget about Ritzicha. He did kill Shaul. He didn't kill Shaul. The whole thing is irrelevant. His gerus is invalid. His father, and therefore he's an Amaleki. The Torah commands you to destroy an Amaleki. So I have an answer, but I don't think it's right. The answer should be that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek does not apply vis-a-vis an individual. The mitzvah of HaMolek is what's called a Chovas Tzibur, and it's part of a mitzvah of Milchama against the entire Tzibur of HaMolek. But if that be the case, then how does the Mechilta prove Midar Dar? So I want to tell you one story. And please don't publicize this story. My father was at a wedding with a bunch of his colleagues, his chaverim, probably goes back 60 years ago. And who was sitting at the table? Rav Moshe Bick. I don't know if any of you heard of Rav Moshe Bick. So they, jokingly, so to speak, they said to Rav Moshe, do you see that waiter over there? What would you do to this waiter if I told you that he was an Amaleki? And you believed me. So Rav Moshe Bick says, I would take out my sword and kill him on the spot. It means that Rav Moshe Bick held that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek, which seems to be the approach of the Mechilta, is even on a Chovas Yachid, even an individual. But many Rishonim hold, amongst them the Rambam, that we don't kill an Amaleki just because he's an Amaleki, he has to be part of a nation, and we're battling against the Tzibur. Is it time for Ma'ariv?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's time for Ma'ariv, Yiratzon, we should be Mekayim in the midst of Zechiras HaMolek, which will be Mekayim Mirtz Hashem very shortly. And when is it? In 2 weeks when we read the Parsha of Amalek. Oh, it's good. Yeah.